From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Lippin reporting. Iranian officials say their flagship airline will finalize a deal to buy 114 passenger jets from European plane maker Airbus. On Sunday, Iranian media quoted Transport Minister Abbas Akhundi as saying Iran Air will sign the deal when Iranian President Hassan Rouhani visits France this Wednesday. An Iranian judiciary official says about 100 people have been arrested for attacking Saudi diplomatic missions in Shiite-majority Iran in early January. Iranian rioters had burned Sunni-majority Saudi Arabia's embassy in Tehran and a Saudi consulate in the city of Mashhad on January 2nd in retaliation for Riyadh's recent execution of a prominent Shiite cleric charged with militancy. The Associated Press reports that Israel's former president Shimon Peres was rushed back to a hospital late Sunday after experiencing chest pains. The health scare happened a week after the 92-year-old Peres, a Nobel Peace Prize winner, suffered a mild heart attack and was subsequently hospitalized. He had been released from his previous ailment last Tuesday. The Wall Street Journal says Portuguese voters are poised to elect conservative candidate and popular TV commentator Marcelo Rebelo de Sousa as their next president. With more than 95% of the votes counted in Sunday's Portuguese election, Mr. Rebelo de Sousa of the center-right Social Democratic Party had almost 53% of the vote. Antonio Sampaio da Nova, a former rector of the University of Lisbon running as an independent, was second with 22%. Portugal's president has a role that is largely ceremonial, but could be key in maintaining political stability. This is VOA.